You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, we don't have our little cheat sheet in front of us. So
welcome to What's a Chance, the podcast about embracing opportunity and taking intentional risk for your creative life. I'm Heather Vickery.
Wait, no, I'm Heather Vickery.
Oh, and you're I'm Alan Seals. Join me as we talk with other successful people about how they've created their successful success. Oh, I had okay. It until the end.
You were doing okay. Join us, not me, because there's two of us.
True.
Join us.
There are multiple people in your head. I get it. Yeah.
Stop.
That was the first time we've recorded that intro without our script because, you know, why not?
I know. And we did not do it very well, but I feel like we could do it if we actually tried harder.
That's like people who play instruments. I think they could. I'm going to offend every instrumentalist out there right now.
Probably.
They could memorize
Don't
it if they
Don't direct your hate
to.
Mail at me. Direct it to Alan.
Was it Chance? Podcast
Shut the fuck at gmail.com. We have met so many really cool people.
Really cool people. And people who have legit like changed the world. I still go back to Jim Jamiro.
I love like, that story.
I'm just like, I'm just going to invent Disney Home Video. That's cool. I'm just going to do that because I can. And then he freaking did.
I mean, there have been so many. And from all different facets of creativity. Like, we had Jay Klaus, who's an online creator. We've had so many musicians. Oh my gosh, so many wonderful versions of Shut the Fuck Up, Alan.
wonderful is a relative term, but okay.
So fun. In fact, I made the one from Lauren Yelinkovich, your ringtone. Now, to be fair, I usually have my ringer off, but when I randomly turn it on or I forget, and then it pops up with her aria of Shut the Fuck Up, Alan. It just tickles me to no end. So thanks, Lauren.
I mean, I'm just looking back to our episode list, right? Like,
me too.
Like you said, the diversity, like Nicole Carosella just not performing, she didn't go through performing at all, but like manifested this creativity for her own jewelry line. And of course, like Justin Guarini. We've heard of Justin Guarini.
That was my fangirl moment for the year, Justin.
Well, I think he knew that.
Shit. Did he? How did he? Now I'm embarrassed.
No, I don't know. It's
I tried
fine.
To stay so cool.
Totally fine. Oh, man. I want to go back and talk with Ian Eisendrath again, too, and be like, thanks, man, because my kids cannot stop listening to Lyle Lyle Crocodile. I mean, we listen to the music in the car.
It's so much fun, and it was really fun to go see the movie and be like, I know all about the creation of this. And also, I think it was Ian for Spirited.
Yeah, Ian, I was going to say, Ian also was working on Spirited, which he couldn't really talk about at the time we recorded. So the episode came out on August 2nd, and I can't remember when we actually recorded it. It was previous to that, duh. So we told the story of getting Octavia Spencer to be comfortable singing because she doesn't consider herself a singer. And I watched Spirited with my 6.5-year-old, which I shouldn't have because it had a few adult language words in it. But really, really funny and just good musically.
And Ryan Reynolds, like that process for how Ryan Reynolds, who's like, look, I don't need to know how to be a great singer. I need to know how to sing this music for this movie. Show me. I will do a great job. And then I'm out. Like, there was no, I just, seeing how other people create was fun.
God, I was looking back. Man, this is, I'm just remembering little tidbits from all our episodes, like Mary Rutt, Latter-day Lesbians. That was so fun. Mike Abrams, The Wrong Cat Died. I mean, come on. Who doesn't love a good podcast?
I totally offended him because...
Oh, did you?
He's talking about the track on Google. I don't know. I don't race car. I don't sport. I was like, yeah, dude, I'm sure that's cool, but I don't care.
Oh, the Indy 500? Yeah, he's an Indianapolis guy.
And I'm from Indianapolis. I don't care.
Who was your favorite guest we had that made plushy vaginas?
Well, you know, we've only had one guest that made plushy vaginas, but I will tell you that she and I are social media friends, and she is the best fucking cheerleader. I swear to God.
Christina.
Whatever I post.
Christina Raylan Connolly,
Christina, when I post on TikTok or Instagram, like, she's like, yeah, fuck yeah, I feel that. That's good. You're amazing. I was like, I just sort of put you and your plushy vagina in my pocket and carry around with me everywhere I go.
There's a comment there and I can't figure it out, but
insert
dirty comment somewhere.
You have to let that go.
Nope. Oh God. And jeez, I'm just looking back. Let's see. We started.
How about your thirst trap? How about your thirst trap, Josh Breckenridge?
I was about to say our number one, our first episode of 2022 was Josh Breckenridge. And man, I am a completely straight man and he makes me thirsty. Gotta say, still.
I love that. Oh, Josh is a sweetheart. He's so much fun. It doesn't seem like, so we interviewed Xochitl Gonzalez. She is the New York Times best-selling author of Olga Dies Dreaming. And it doesn't look like Hulu picked up their pilot, but I think it's going to come somewhere else.
I've heard so many good things about the book. Yeah, so
it's good.
I mean, this
you
stuff,
have a copy.
Yeah, I do. I do. And I mean, just outside of my own personal thoughts, I mean, I've heard so many good things about it.
Okay.
But yeah, the entire process of shopping around pilots and getting things made and stuff. I mean, literally, it can take a decade just to get somebody to pick something up, and then it goes nuts. And you know, this isn't the most popular author in the world right now, but look at J.K. Rowling. And how many...
Not popular
herself, but, you know, the Harry Potter story was turned down by multiple publishing houses before somebody picked it up, where I don't know who picked it up, but I've heard, like, a couple people didn't want it, and then now they're biting themselves in the ass, because... Kicking themselves in the ass, because, man, they just threw away a gold mine.
We've also interviewed some really cool influencers, people who just started doing stuff on Instagram or on TikTok, and next thing you know, like... They're literally making a living off of this. Happen to both be men, which I actually think most influencers are female, but we interviewed two men. We've got Jose Rolon, who I know from the wedding industry. Jose was just in a reality TV show for dating, like he was dating.
Really?
We got to go watch it. Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. I got to go. Hopefully it wasn't Love is Blind. Please tell me it wasn't Love is Blind.
It wasn't. Okay. It wasn't. It was something specific to New York. I'll have to go and look it up. That's bad. We'll try and put it in the show notes. And then we did, Alan, help me out. Benjamin.
Equity Ben.
Equity Ben.
Ben Pateschke Smith. I'm sorry, Ben Pateschke Skinner. Sorry, Ben. Equity Ben.
Ooh, we've tried it like three times, Ben, and we're just doing the best we can. But so fun, right? Just cooks dinner for his family. And he was introduced to us by also guests. Allison and Lulu from $10K Day.
Love those gals.
They're hilarious. I'm hoping Lulu has been in 1776 and it's touring. I'm hoping she's going to be in the performance in Chicago.
Why don't you just text her? Fun. Ask her.
I will. She said that there's a 2-week out, so they may not do all of the tour dates. So when we get closer, I will definitely text her.
Oh, interesting. And say, I didn't know if the Broadway cast is probably. Do you know if the Broadway cast got
she
first
right
of refusal? Oh, good.
Yep.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Well, so we had that conversation when we were all together at Podcast Movement, you and I. We got to hang out, do some live interviews.
I remember that.
Talk to our friends, Lindsay McMahon.
Lindsay McMahon and Jay Klaus.
Jay Klaus.
Good little chop, Molly's Jack English,
Carl. Lindsay, she's our buddy. We get to hang out with her when we're in the same room. That's so fun.
Yeah.
So many cool people.
Well, so we looking back at all of our episodes, and let's see, this is going to be episode 30. So we've had 29 real episodes. Well, I guess you count the first one. That was just two of us. So 28 real episodes
we're
with
real.
Other guests. We are real.
We're real.
Is there anything that sticks out for you? What sticks out as kind of like the best advice or best opportunity someone latched onto to make their success?
I think we've seen it with everybody. And there are a couple of people we still haven't mentioned. Mauricio Martinez, who we got to interview in person and I love, and Steve Silverman. That interview was hilarious because the two of you were like on your own SNL skit the entire time. But what I've seen from everyone, so I think the most powerful thing is be open to turning left when you thought you were going to turn right. I mean, right? Be open to changing your mind and going down a different direction instead of totally focused on it's got to be this way. It has to be just like this. Because the greatest things happen when you leave an element for surprise. And that's the show, right? Was it chance? Like, what opportunity did you embrace that led you down this path that you are manifesting? And everyone's like, just be open-minded. Be mm-hmm. willing to be flexible.
Mm-hmm. That plays into my overall takeaway so far as well is that a failure in the moment typically isn't a failure long-term. Because if you're expecting to go left and you fail at going left, you're going to end up going another direction, probably right. And then that will become right. See what I did there?
Did you practice that?
No, that was top of my head. I should take this act solo. You can't hear me. My grandpa
solo,
used to say that.
You can't. Okay,
it's like, you should sing solo. Solo, I can't hear you.
That's kind of a funny grandpa line. Actually.
Oh, totally. That is totally a grandpa joke.
Yeah. I'm here for that.
He also said every time we'd see him, like, whoa, you got taller. You sure gruesome. Gruesome.
Ew.
Gruesome.
I get it.
No.
Uh-uh. Yeah. I get it. I just don't like it. We both have solo podcasts, and a lot of the people we interview could be on either of our shows. Some of them have been on both of our shows separately. And you made a really interesting remark to me after we were together in New York and we did our interview with Mauricio Martinez, which is that the interviews that you've done, and there have been several. You thought there were only two, but if we go through, I think there are five or six people that you've interviewed on the theater podcast with Alan Seals, and also we've interviewed. Just how different the conversations are, how different the interviews are, how you glean something totally new. I'd love to just hear your thoughts on that, because I think it's fascinating for folks to understand how the dynamic completely shifts the interview and the episode.
Oh, totally. I mean, I think you and I are sort of in the same interview camp school of interview, where we're not in it to say here's our question, here's an answer, here's a question, yeah, here's an answer. We both go in with a very rough outline and some talking points and legitimately have a conversation. And because we are two different people with two completely different backgrounds and completely different interests, with a large subset that overlaps, otherwise we wouldn't be besties, but we have complete different things we want to know about that person, and based on what they're saying, we just end up having completely independent conversations. It's just, you know, you can sit at a party with one person and then sit with another person and have a completely different conversation, even if two people interview the same person.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really fun. And I think the most pleasurable feedback I've gotten from all of our guests is, wow, gosh, that was really fun. I just felt like I was hanging out with a couple of friends and I haven't thought about things this way before.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really cool.
Well, then we have done our jobs.
We've done our jobs. It looks like eight people we've interviewed have also been on the theater podcast with Alan Seals.
Yeah. Well, it's, Yeah, it was different shticks, right? So
totally different.
If you're building a pool, I'm spitballing here. You're gonna have an engineer who's gonna ask you, so what tools are you using? Have you calculated your square footage? Tell me about the materials you're using. And then you're gonna have a landscaper who's also talking to the same pool builder, saying, what's your stone gonna be? What's the aesthetic gonna be? What's your chi? What's your flow? So you can have one person doing one job and get completely different conversations depending on who's doing the interview.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And different audiences too.
Yep.
Or there's some crossover. It's just been fun. It's my favorite thing that I do. And I'm so grateful for you and that we get to do this together and we get to have so much fun whenever we're hanging out.
I am grateful for you too. I enjoy all of this. This is just fun to be able to record and leave a legacy. Someone said that to me once early in my podcasting career, was one of the cool things is that we're leaving a legacy for our children. For kind of a lack of other things to do, right? Is that there? We are in a mode here, at least I am a little bit, because my kids are still young, where my kids don't get to experience me this way yet.
Yep.
They don't perceive. I mean, I'm still me and goofy.
You're just dad.
But yeah. I'm just dad, right? So to have this side of us and be able to observe conversations that your parents are having with their friends or with their professional acquaintances or whatever, it's a completely different side of
totally
humanizing yeah. your parents. I just know. It's just fun.
I think it's a cool gift. So I do a weekly live show called Brave in Action, and one of my four children loves it, my Tessa. She's 13. And if she's home from school, she always watches. And if she's like, I love watching that live show. And I don't know what she loves about it. I always bring attention. I'm like, oh, hey, my daughter's in the audience. And I think she gets a kick out of that. But she gets to see me doing something that's totally different than momming, for sure. And I hadn't thought of, like, one day we won't be here, mm-hmm. but this will.
Mm-hmm.
And our children, our grandchildren, even our great-grandchildren will be able to know us a little because of that. And this is the first generation that that's ever possible.
Yeah. Oh, man. Imagine, like, Grandmammy Vickery is going to be.
Mammy? Really?
Grandmammy. Yeah, imagine like you've been able to you know, pull up your stereograph. What did Edison invent? You know?
My stereograph. Yeah, because we're going to go backwards in the next 50 years. That's what's going to happen.
I don't know, something, well, like,
I mean,
anyway.
Politically, we're already going backwards, but I don't think technologically we're going to.
I don't know. Oh, I watched a really cool video this morning about, like, some physicists trying to prove that we're living inside a simulation. Blew my mind. Anyway, there's a point where we're going to run out of available mass to produce data, and it's pretty cool to think about.
Oh, that's scary shit.
Right?
Wow. All right, I have a question for you. As we move into the next year of hanging out together and having cool interviews, who would you really love to interview? And let's see if we can manifest something very cool.
Oh, God, this is a near impossible question because there are so many people I want to talk to for so many different reasons. I would love to get like a major, like, A-list celebrity author.
Yes. I have a couple that come immediately to mind. It would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I want to dive into that realm a little bit, and I would love to see us expand into the creative fields, people in the creative fields outside of performing arts, because that's where our bread and butter is. That's where our connections are, which is where a lot of our guests have come from. But I think some of the most interesting conversations we've had have been with people outside of those of that genre, because we know so little about them that we can truly ask inquisitive questions that uncover things, at least for me, that are really like eye-opening.
That'll be fun. So many opportunities. And I'm hoping we can hear more from our audience. You guys are all over the place. I see there's this chart. What is it called? Now my brain.
Demographic chart?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a demographic chart. I don't know what it's called. I just got it and I just deleted it. And so just delete, don't air this. Anyway,
cool story, bro.
We can see where you guys are listening from. And it's all over the world. I mean, I think last week, I don't even know if you know this, Alan, we were charting in the top 100 in Iceland.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. In what category?
Mental health.
All right. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Very
so,
cool.
So, you know, we show up, it shows up all over the world. And it's a lot of fun to see where you guys are. And we want to hear, we really do. We say this at the end of every episode, but we mean it. We want to hear how you're out embracing opportunity, taking intentional risk, and just showing up in your life. And also, we'd love to hear what your highlight moments were. What episodes have you listened to that just made you laugh or smile or lit you up or inspired you? Who did you like enough that now you're following them on social media, which I think is so fun. So be sure and share all that with us. Alan, do you want to tell folks how they can share that with us?
Yeah, on Instagram at Was It Chance or via email, wasitchancepodcast@gmail.com. And then, yeah, let us know. Leave a rating, leave a review, give us those five stars.
Five stars and talk about why you like it. It does help people search us out and find us, and also it just makes us feel good. We love to be pet and told we're pretty.
Please pet our hair and tell us we're pretty. I need that.
Pet our hair, tell us we're pretty. No, absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. We look forward to bringing you a lot of fantastic content in the coming year and more opportunities for us to do it in live and in person, because that is always a treat when we take the show on the road. So
yep.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. So we're just going to say hello to all our friends in Iceland real quick in your native tongue, Icelandic. Hello.
Oh my gosh, we love you all so much. You've been listening to Was It Chance, the podcast about taking intentional risk for your creative success. I'm Heather Vickery.
And I'm Alan Seals, in taking your comments. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next year. Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.